Gabrick to Kopitar to Gabrick, who scores! Oh, it doesn't get any better than that.
The action on the ice might be over,
but we're just getting warmed up.
It's time for the Los Angeles Kings post-game show, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Morongo, good times.
Toffoli to the net, shoots, score!
With a full recap, highlights, scores from around the league, and your stars of the game, here are Nick Nixon and Darrell Evans.
Hi again, everybody. Back here at Staples Center, a lot of hockey played here tonight, and 8 rounds in the shootout. And when it was all done, the St. Louis Blues wind up with a 2-1 win in the shootout. It went 8 rounds, and in round 8, Troy Brouwer beat Jonathan Quick. And the Blues even the season series with the Kings at a win apiece. Right now, let's head downstairs, check in with Darrell Evans and his guest.
Thanks a lot, Nick. Just outside the locker room here, waiting for my guest to arrive. You know, it's one of those type of games that we've seen the Kings and the Blues be engaged in quite often over the last few years, a real tight checking game. And when the opportunities arise, you got to take advantage of them. There weren't too many in this one. Both goaltenders, when a couple of chances came about, were able to make those saves. And, you know, Kings dodge a bullet there in a 1-1 game. The penalty kill was forced to go to work for 5 minutes. And hats off to them. They did an outstanding job. You know, Jonathan Quick didn't have to be too busy in that scenario. But in the shootout, came up with a couple of big saves. His back was up against the wall on numerous occasions, giving the Kings the opportunity to get on to that next round.
Yeah, and really that kill on the major penalty to Braden McNabb for charging early, well, not that early, 7:59 into the third period was a turning point because, you know, sure, you don't like to lose any game in any fashion, but to kill that, and as we mentioned at the time, I don't think St. Louis had one grade A look. They had 4 shots on goal in the 5 minutes, so the Kings able to keep St. Louis at bay, and they finally got it to overtime and to the shootout, so they get the point.
Yeah, they did a great job at keeping that puck around the perimeter, and joining me now, one of our new Kings, Luke Shen. First of all, welcome to the Kings, Luke. Talks a little bit about tonight's hockey game. It was a tight game between the Kings and the Blues, and I know you haven't been involved in a lot of those, but we've been accustomed to seeing quite a few games like that between these two teams.
Yeah, welcome to the Western Conference. Hey, I mean, it's tight checking out there, and both teams played extremely hard, and it's tough to create chances both ways. And yeah, it was a good fought game by both teams. I think obviously our penalty kill did a good job, and Quickie was great to get that point. Obviously, it would have been nice to have two, but you know, it was a hard-fought game, and those ones can go either way.
Well, you've played with the Kings now for a couple of games. You're getting settled in and starting to feel comfortable with your teammates and in the area?
Yeah, today was a little bit more of a natural fit, I guess you could say. The first day was, a lot of adrenaline and, kind of scrambling around. Didn't know where we were going or didn't even really know any of the players or the guys on the team or the trainers, coaches, anything. So we've had a couple days here to get settled in, and you know, it's going to get a little bit easier with time. Obviously, it's a bit of an adjustment, but so far everyone's been great, super helpful. Coach has been awesome, trainers, teammates, everyone's making me feel right at home.
And I know you got to get used to your new teammates, you know, defense partner and things like that, where the forwards are going. But as a defender, the communication between a defenseman and a goaltender, where you want the puck set up, you know, learning those tendency, how difficult is that, and what have you seen in the first couple of games that you've played with Jonathan Quick?
Well, I think he's actually a pretty underrated puck handler from what I've seen in the first couple of games. Obviously, I never played him a ton in the past, but, you know, he moves the puck good. And, you know, communication is huge between a goalie and a D-man. Obviously, you know, there's lots of dumb pucks, and anytime the goalie can help out and contribute to that breakout, it's a huge benefit for us.
And the next opponent coming in for the Kings is going to be the Detroit Red Wings on Monday night. Another scenario for the Kings playing a team in a back-to-back situation. You're a little bit more familiar with Detroit. In that game, anything the Kings need to change in order to find themselves in a winning way of things?
No, I mean, obviously, you know, I think we had some good opportunities, just maybe bear down and capitalize on our chances. You know, goals are obviously real tough to come by in this league, but, you know, when you got chances, try to get in front of the goalie and bear down. But, you know, overall, you know, it seemed like it was a hard-fought game, and I think that's the biggest difference is, you know, bearing down on the chances and obviously limit their opportunities.
Easy to look at the game from the end going back the other way, but when the game was going on early, did you sense early on that it was going to be as tight a game as it was?
Yeah, I mean, from what I've heard, St. Louis and LA King games are always tight. It doesn't matter if they played the night before, and obviously they had a couple key players injured in last night's game versus Anaheim. But, yeah, I mean, right from the get-go, you can tell it's going to be tight checking. And, you know, St. Louis plays a real good structured game, and they play the right way. And, you know, pretty solid throughout all four lines and all their defensemen. So, you could see that nothing was going to be for free out there. And, you know, like I said, it was nice to get the 1 point, but for sure, we're always looking for two.
All right, Luke, again, it was a big point for the Kings tonight. And again, welcome to Los Angeles and get some rest. And good luck to you and your teammates on Monday night against the Detroit Red Wings.
All right, great. Thanks for having me.
All right, Nick, back up to you.
All right, thanks very much. Luke Shen, his second game with the Kings, his first scrap earlier in the game. He squared off with Bortuzzo of St. Louis. Shen, in his first game the other night with Toronto, played 15 minutes, 59 seconds. Tonight, Shen was at 16 minutes, 57 seconds. It did go to overtime. And he, along with Alec Martinez, were the ice time shorthanded leaders. They played a lot on that five-minute St. Louis major in the third period, did Shen and Alec Martinez. Three stars of the game. Our third star goes to Troy Brower, who gets the shootout deciding goal in the eighth round as he beat Jonathan Quick on a shot. Andre Kopitar, star number two, was strong, had the Kings goal, played 24-plus minutes here tonight. Andre, star number two, and Alex Pietrangelo played over 30 minutes. 30 minutes, 3 seconds, had a goal, and stellar defensively as usual. 2-1, the Blues win it in a shootout. The highlights when the postgame returns after this timeout on Talk Radio 790, KABC and the Kings Radio Network, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
Having trouble keeping your resolution? Join a gym and also resolve to never go. Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
Morongo's Hot Seat Showdown. You could win great prizes all through January.
Number two.
You could win a Cadillac XTS sedan every Sunday in January.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Don't miss comedy legend Bob Newhart live Friday, January 29th.
Morongo, good time.
Blocking a puck traveling 100 miles an hour takes incredible skill and talent. But you know what takes even more skill and talent? Developing life-saving treatments and surgeries that doctors at Children's Hospital Los Angeles perform every year for thousands of sick kids right here in L.A. So please, join the Kings in supporting life-saving care and research at Children's Hospital Los Angeles. So if you live L.A., give L.A. Make a donation at chla.org/kings. That's chla.org/kings.
Choice. It's a hot buzzword these days. So we're pretty excited about McDonald's new taste-crafted burgers and chicken. Choose the flavor. Choose the bun. Then choose the meat. But it's not just about the choices. It's about the taste. Like grilled onions, crispy maple bacon, fresh tomatoes, or real guacamole. McDonald's new taste-crafted burgers and chicken. Sure, choices are great. But when you think about it, you really only need one. The perfect one. At participating McDonald's.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hall of Fame broadcaster Nick Nixon talks here. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Postgame show continues. 2-1, the Blues win it in a shootout. Time now for the game highlights, brought to you by Rusnak Pasadena Audi. Scoreless in the first period, the Kings had three power play opportunities. They ended up with four in the game, were 0 for 4, and it was midway through the second period at 9:54 when the Kings started the scoring. Left wing boards, Muzzin sends it back down low, picked up by Lucic, went off his stick. Lucic tied up by Parayko, fights off the check, centers in front, Kopitar deeks and scores! Andre Kopitar using those great hands in tight, showing a lot of poise like he does so many times, got the puck at the base of the left circle, took it right to the net, waited for Elliott to go down, and then Kopitar put it upstairs on the backhand. Andrei Kopitar with his 11th goal of the season starts the scoring here tonight. The Kings are up 1-0. And that goal at 9:54, Lucic with the only assist. Kopitar's 11th from Lucic at 9:54. The Blues then came back about 3 minutes later, and right after we had a big stop by Jonathan Quick on Laterra, Pietrangelo tied it at 12:33. Long outlet pass, tipped onside, picked up and on goal. Laterra shoots, pad saved by Quick, robbing Jori Laterra. Quick kicking out that right leg. Still 1-0 Kings. Now Tarasenko carries it in the high slot, leaves it for Pietrangelo, left circle to the net, shoots and scores. Well, right after Quick makes the big stop, the Kings let Pietrangelo walk right in from the left wing boards to the dot, and he beat Quick upstairs to tie the game at 1. And his third goal of the year for Pietrangelo, Tarasenko and Laterra assisting that goal at 12:33, and as it turned out, that was it as far as goals in the game. 1-1 the score after two periods, and then in the third period, the penalty to McNabb, charging at 7:59, automatic game misconduct. The Kings were down a man for 5 minutes. They killed it off. The Blues had four total shots in 5 minutes, but really not a dangerous chance that you would consider a grade-A look on Jonathan Quick. And during the penalty kill, the Kings actually had a chance to score shorthanded. Over the line, the Kings line, Steen got it to Fabry. Feeds the slot. Berglund checked on the play. Carter tips it down the ice. He'll chase a breakaway. In on goal. Deeks, save is made. Shorthanded bid by Jeff Carter. And the game remains tied 1-1. And that came about midway through the period and midway through the five-minute major to Braden McNabb. The Blues only had 13 shots on goal through regulation. We went into overtime. The shots in overtime were 3-2 advantage St. Louis. And really, their best opportunity came 2:20 into overtime off the stick of 24-goal scorer Vladimir Tarasenko. An outlet pass on right wing. Steen to the Kings line, feeds it in front. Tarasenko shoots. Save is made by Quick, robbing Tarasenko. 2:20 into overtime. Yeah, Tarasenko with the game on his stick right there. And no scoring in overtime. We went to the shootout. Round one, Kopitar misses. Steen scores. In round two, Carter missed. Tarasenko missed. In round three, Gabrick scored. And Laterra missed. So we were tied at the end of three rounds. The next three rounds, we had no goals. We go to round seven, and the Kings went with Vinny LeCavalier, and he was stopped by Elliott. And then it was the Blues' chance, another opportunity to win it. Troy Brouwer to win it for the Blues in round seven. A right shot picks it up, in on Quick. Brouwer shoots and scores. And the Blues win the game here tonight. Yeah, that'll do it. Troy Brouwer with the shootout winner. And the Blues snap their five-game winless streak with a 2-1 win here at Staples. We'll take a break. We'll look at the scores and the final numbers when we come back on Talk Radio 790, KABC, and the Kings Radio Network, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
Having trouble keeping your resolution? Join a gym and also resolve to never go. Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
Morongo's Hot Seat Showdown. You could win great prizes all through January.
Number two.
You could win a Cadillac XTS sedan every Sunday in January.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Don't miss comedy legend Bob Newhart live Friday, January 29th.
Morongo, good times.
City Loan has been helping people just like you for over 25 years. If you need $3,000 or more and own the title to your vehicle, call 877-CASH-SOS. Our friendly staff will get you your money fast, and your information is always kept confidential. Speed and trust, that's the City Loan difference. At City Loan, we work with you, not against you, and we don't judge. Give us a call or visit cityloan.com today.
Those have been pursuant to the California Department of Business Oversight Finance Lenders License.
That's City Loan.
your financial stress. Call 877-CASH-SOS.
Choice. It's a hot buzzword these days. So we're pretty excited about McDonald's new taste-crafted burgers and chicken. Choose the flavor. Choose the bun. Then choose the meat. But it's not just about the choices. It's about the taste. Like grilled onions, crispy maple bacon, fresh tomatoes, or real guacamole. McDonald's new taste-crafted burgers and chicken. Sure, choices are great. But when you think about it, you really only need one. The perfect one. At participating McDonald's.
Take an ordinary putty knife and scrape off the old wax ring. Place the new wax ring over the flange, then line up the bolts with the bowl and gently set in place, making sure a proper seal is created with the flange and drain. Next?
Dad?
Yeah, sweetie?
Is that an old plumbing manual?
Yeah, honey.
We really need to get some new books.
Right, do you want me to stop?
Nah, I kinda wanna know how it ends.
Okay, tighten the bolts, line up the flushing valve to the opening in the top of the bowl, and secure the tank with a screwdriver and crescent wrench.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it all the time.
What are we going to do if we lose the house?
It's time to stop thinking and start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
The Kings are out for 3-5. Catch every bone-crunching hit. Here, 790 KABC.
Post-game show continues. 2-1, the Blues in a shootout, a win over the Kings here tonight. A reminder on the flagship KBC, we will have Kings Talk in just a few moments. Give us a call at 800-222-5222. Our new home for Kings Talk at the DraftKings Fantasy Sports Bar and Lounge right here at Staples Center. It's located on the main concourse right next to the Team LA store. So that's our new home for Kings Talk. Stop by either tonight or in the future and say hello. 800-222-5222. Final numbers on the power play. The Kings were 0 for 4. The Blues were 0 for 2. Shots on goal, the Kings had 27. St. Louis only with 16. By periods, the Blues had 3 in the first, 4 in the second, 6 in the third, and 3 in overtime. Elliott gets the win. He improves to 6-4-4. Quick, the loser in the shootout. His record now 23-9-2. Quick now 6-0-1 in his last 7 starts. He's only given up 9 goals in those 7 games. Going back even further, Quick now 14-2-2 in his last 18 starts. Quick with 23 wins on the season, second only to Washington's Braden Holtby, who has 27. Kings home record 13-6-1. On the road, the Blues are 11-7-4. And in one-goal games, the Kings, who have a very good one-goal game record, second best in the NHL, they are now 14-4-3, and the Blues improved to 14-2-7. Other games today and tonight, Philadelphia shutting out the Islanders 4-0. Medvedev, Reed, Raffel, and Couturier scoring for Philadelphia. And Steve Mason with 20 saves, the shutout for the Philadelphia Flyers. 4-0, the Flyers over the Islanders. In overtime this afternoon, Alexander Ovechkin's second goal of the game wins it. 4-3 at Madison Square Garden. Ovechkin now with 499 career goals. Justin Williams, the ex-King, had a goal. Backstrom with one for New York. They got all three goals in the third period. Hayes, Lindberg, and Stahlberg. Holtby, the win, is 27th. He is 27-4-2. Holtby has not lost in regulation in 2 months. He is 19-0-2 in his last 21 decisions. And again, the 27 wins leads the NHL. Boston goes into Ottawa, loses in overtime 2-1. Stone with a game winner for the Senators. Zibanejad and Pasternak for Boston. Craig Anderson gets the win in goal. In overtime in Columbus, the visiting Hurricanes win 4-3. Jordan Staal with the overtime winner. Lyles Nystrashil and Versteeg as well for the Canes. For Columbus, Venberg, Atkinson, and Anderson. Carolina 4, Columbus 3 in overtime. Pittsburgh goes into Montreal, beats the stumbling Canadiens 3-1. Rust, Fair, and Hornquist for the Penguins. Subban for Montreal. Penguins win it 3-1. San Jose shut out Toronto in the Shark Tank 7-0. Hurdle led the way with 2 goals and an assist. Burns, Pavelski, Donskoy, Nieto, and Carlson with 1 apiece. Jones, the winner, the ex-king over another ex-king, Jonathan Bernier. Minnesota goes into Dallas, wins 2-1. Carter and Vanek for the Wild. Jamie Benn's league-high 25th, the only goal for Dallas. Arizona playing well. They shut out Nashville at home 4-0. Louis Domingue with his second shutout since his recall. He improved to 6-2-2. Tobias Reeder with 2 goals for the Coyotes. Duclair and Vermette with 1 apiece. Tampa Bay wins in overtime in Vancouver 3-2 on a goal by Filppula. Killorn and Kucherov as well for Vancouver. Horvat and Berchi 3-2. Tampa Bay over Vancouver in overtime. And a look at the Pacific Division standings. The Kings 55 points lead the division, 9 points ahead of Arizona, 13 points ahead of third place Vancouver. St. Louis in third place in the Central Division, 55 points, a record of 24-14-7. They're to within 1 point of second place Chicago, to within 7 points of first place Dallas. And the season series between these two, even now at a win apiece, the third and final game, February 18th at the Scott Trade Center. Again, we want to thank our network producer, Jose Fernandez, tonight, our on-site producer, John Traconis. Homestand continues Monday here. Detroit's in at 7:30. We'll be on the air at 7 o'clock with the pregame. 7:30, play-by-play on Talk Radio 790 and the radio network on the TV side, Fox Sports West at 7:30. On the flagship, KABC, up next, King's Talk. Give us a call at 800-222-5222. For Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long and good night from downtown Los Angeles and Staples Center. The final score before another sellout, 18,413 in a shootout. The Blues 2 and the Kings 1. So long, everybody.
The Los Angeles Kings postgame show brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Morongo, good times, is now over. But the Kings' quest to reclaim their throne is far from over. Be sure to tune in next time as the Kings go for 3 cups in 5 years on your home for Kings hockey. Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network.